to understand, because that's a huge reversal.
Yeah.
And if it's, if we're causing that and we can mitigate it, there may be
good point.
Actions we want to take.
Yeah, just an interesting thought for those of us who are longer of tooth than others. And I wonder how the abolishment of the draft changed this whole thing of graduation rate over the years. Well, there was a time when you didn't have a choice. You had to get through in 4 years and to not be drafted. I think that would be a severe
I'm not
suggesting that.
Response.
You know, some of the students are taking 6 years because they are changing their majors, or they're trying to double or triple major, or they're trying to do a semester or a year abroad. And those things are enriching experiences. So there's not, it's not bad to go for 6 years, although parents probably don't want them to, their students to do that. But there are some wonderful things that you can take advantage of if you stay longer. So it's a mixed bag.
We'll look at that issue, Chris.
Good point. Say it again.
I just said, Chris, we'll look at that issue relative to the time frame.
Yeah. So if we look at the number of degrees granted in terms of bachelor's, we are, of course, high, in part because we have such a large class. But we excel in this number, as might be expected. We awarded 7,727 bachelor's in 2012 and expect to be doing roughly the same this year. If you look at the number of degrees granted at the master's and doctoral level, again, we are very, very high. We have a large graduate student class, not the largest and not even the second largest amongst our peers. I can't remember exactly what we are, but we graduate a large number of postgraduate degrees. If you look at the number of bachelor's degrees given to underrepresented students, again, what you can see is a gradual increase here. I think we're proud of the fact that a large majority of our students, of our underrepresented students who come, actually graduate, although the percentages aren't what we would love them to be. This is the number of master's degrees granted to students in underrepresented groups, and what you can see here again is that there is a very steady rise in the number of students from the underrepresented groups that are graduating. We've done a few things here. We've implemented mandatory annual reviews of our graduate students. We've strengthened our mentoring programs, and we've offered all new graduate students the opportunity to participate in summer research projects. So I think that all of these things contribute to this increasing number. So if I were to summarize this group in terms of goals for the future, it would be to increase the retention and graduation rates, particularly at 4 years, and to reduce the gap in graduation rates for underrepresented students. We just need to do even more in terms of advising and mentoring. Some of our students are underrepresented. Some of them are first in family. Both of them represent big hurdles in terms of giving them adequate advising and mentoring. And when we have the combination of an underrepresented student who is also first in family, you can imagine the challenges there. They can't go home and ask their mom or dad what courses they should be taking and what order, and they depend upon us exclusively. So what we're trying to do is figure out better ways of mentoring these students, and also better coordinating and strengthening the retention programs that we have across the whole student experience. And what we're finding is that the freshman to sophomore year is one place where there's some dropout, but there's actually dropout between the sophomore and junior year. Most of our mentoring programs concentrate on the freshmen because we have always thought that if we could get them to be sophomores that they would be able to navigate the rest. And what we're realizing is that we have to have mentoring programs that continue all the way through the four-year period of time. If I were to go to tuition and financial aid, I have to say here, again, I think one of the goals over the next few years was to raise more money so that we can give more financial aid. If I can have the first slide in this area. So what you can see is that undergraduate in-state tuition per academic year, we are one of the most expensive in our peer group. And we thank the Board of Trustees for keeping the next year's tuition rise to be so small. It is the smallest in a long time. It's under $100 per semester for their